This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Always lovely. High noon in the District of Columbia. Shout out to the folks hanging out in the YouTube chat or watching us on Monumental Sports Network.
Yeah, I'm talking about my head. I'm talking about how many snaps I got on the back of my hat.
How many is it?
There you go, Bama's.
Three?
No, there's four of them buttoned up, but three left.
Joining us now via the Rude guest hotline, Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV, our friend Mr. Barstool. Nate, what up, Nate Dog? How you doing?
Beamit, you have a normal-sized head. Don't let the haters get to you.
Oh, I'm not worried about that, dog.
Dave Butts traded helmets.
I just had to prove to him, you know.
Yeah, your head is completely normal.
Dave hit me with, I might probably need an extender.
No, I have that many. How many do you have? About the same?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. These heads totally normal. Nate, we've been kicking around a little bit this morning after Stafford's performance last night. Seems like Drake May is going to win this MVP award. Where do you stand on the Drake May, Matt Stafford, who should be the MVP?
Yeah, it's kind of wild, right? But I think it has to be Drake May. The only argument you can make against Drake May is strength of schedule, and the Patriots have, what, one win against a team over 500? But that's not Drake May's fault. You play who's across from you on the field, and he has shown up and balled out in every single game this year. And then Stafford last night, you know, he kind of throws up a dud. So it's hard to say Drake May's not the MVP. It's kind of bizarre. I didn't see it coming. You know, we knew Drake May was good. I didn't know he was this good. And I think it's well-deserved. You know, I think you can look around the league and, you know, at the running back position, I think Jonathan Taylor was the early favorite when he was just putting up a ton of yards and touchdowns. But the Colts, you know, just imploded, and they have a grandfather playing quarterback. Derrick Henry quietly just putting up an unreal season in Baltimore. But, you know, the Patriots are, you know, in first place and, you know, are poised to make a run. And then you have Myles Garrett, who should set the sack record, but he plays in Cleveland. So it's kind of just like...
It's kind of like a default. Like, so we got to give it to somebody, and nobody has necessarily, like, ran away with it. You know what I mean?
But the thing is, Drake May hasn't done anything not to deserve it, you know?
Right.
It's just like...
I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's by default, sounds like he doesn't deserve it, which I think isn't fair to him, but you're not wrong either. It's like every other good player plays on the worst team in the league. So, yeah, congrats to Drake May. I think it's kind of a no-brainer at this point. You know, just 4,200 yards, 30 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, first in QBR. You know, good for Drake May.
Well, I also think it was kind of Stafford's to lose. Like, if you go back a month ago, 6 weeks ago, I imagine Stafford was kind of maybe not a heavy favorite, but definitely a favorite, at least in
May
the eyes.
May was still the favorite, even then.
Throwing three picks last night from Stafford, I think, hurts. Them losing two in a row, them losing that game in Seattle. It's hard to ignore, though, just how much more productive Stafford's been in the red zone and the touchdown throws. I don't have a lot of opinion. Like, if it goes to Drake, I think I understand it. Certainly, he's had a great season. I wonder how many voters will go to Stafford as, like, a career appreciation vote. Because he probably won't get a chance to win another one. I mean, hell, who knows? Maybe wins one next year. But he is going to be 38 in February and maybe got cloned this offseason to fix his back troubles or whatever.
I feel bad
for the running backs. I feel bad for Jonathan Taylor and Derrick Henry. You know, 18 touchdowns and 1,600 yards for Jonathan Taylor, 16 touchdowns and 1,500 yards for Derrick Henry with a game remaining. You know, they've put up incredible seasons, and it's basically a quarterback award, and yeah. Drake May, I think, has been the most consistently good quarterback this season. So
they're not going to give it to a running back, man. They just need to make that thing. They should make a quarterback award and another position award.
So
the other position would never get the favorite, never get the benefit of the doubt.
Well, dude, to further that point, I mean, Christian McCaffrey's had an incredible season, and especially with all the injuries the Niners have had, he's been the one steady hand. They've made this Offensive Player of the Year award now, but that almost always goes to receivers. I think Chase won it last year. If you look at the favorites this year, it's Jackson Smith and Jigba is a significant favorite, even though McCaffrey, I mean, with all the ups and downs the Niners have had, McCaffrey, I don't believe, has missed a game, and he's been excellent throughout. He's not talked about either.
Yeah, he has 2,000 total yards, and he's third in the league in carries. They're just pounding the rock with him, and he's the leading receiver, obviously. McCaffrey, another great running back who isn't going to win the award this
year. Think about that. 2,000 total yards from scrimmage, 17 touchdowns on a team that could be the one seed, and he's not even in the conversation.
Yeah,
that's just how
it's always been. I mean, like, we put so much – we help it out. The league, first of all, look at the quarterback, and then the media, we promote the quarterback more than anybody out there. And I just think when you look at some of these teams, it's easy when you don't have a lot of people getting doubled. Christian McCaffrey is the one that they're trying to worry about. And when you look at Brock Purdy, he's throwing the guys one-on-one for most times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the last non-quarterback winner, you got to go back almost 15 years. That was Adrian Peterson in 2012, where I think he went for 2,000. Prior to that, it was LaDainian in 2006. There was a stretch where it used to be a lot of – it used to kind of either be a running back or a quarterback award, and now it's just all quarterbacks all the time.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I also –
Because the league want to promote the league by the quarterback.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. There's a very good chance the Vegas favorites right now – that Drake May wins MVP, that Mike Vrabel wins Coach of the Year, and that Josh McDaniels wins Assistant Coach of the Year. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe I'm too much of a degen, but all that does is make me really excited to bet against the Patriots once we get to the playoffs. That's just like such a one-sided thing, you know what I mean, and how they're viewed.
Yeah, I would give Coach of the Year to Liam Cohen down in Jacksonville.
I think
so
that's
turned
fair.
That team around, who had what, 4 wins last season.
Yeah,
and you know, I'll say it. I wrote Trevor Lawrence off. He just struggled nonstop to be accurate and to make the correct throws. And if you turn on a Jags game at any time last year, you would just be like, why is he still starting? He couldn't figure his way out of a paper bag last year. And now the Jags are 12-4. Winning the AFC South and just look unstoppable. So I think you just have to give all the credit to, you know, just getting a really good young head coach in there and riding the ship. Vrabel will get votes, but again, I think strength of schedule might work against him in New England. And I kind of agree with you, JP. It's easy to bet against the team that didn't play anybody in the regular season, But there's nothing that says the Patriots can't continue it because they've just looked so solid all season. But they also, again, they haven't played anybody.
You know, this is the first year where Trevor Lawrence has looked like he did in the early years in college.
Right.
They had the 1 year, but he's been running way more, I think, which has really
he's
helped
run,
him.
He's been accurate with the ball. He just seemed to be having fun now.
Well, and think about it, they drafted Travis Hunter so high, and he's been shut down for the year. Yeah. Imagine if that offense also had Travis
yeah,
Hunter.
Yeah.
Dude, I think Mike McDonald should be getting a lot more conversation for Coach of the Year. That Seattle team is nasty, dude. And they're doing it with Sam Darnold.
Yeah, and out in Denver. Just a great job by Peyton. Just, you know, 13-3 Denver Broncos. A lot of good coaches this year. A lot of good teams this year. It's been I've really enjoyed this NFL season, minus the Commanders. It's just been fun to watch, you know, just a bunch of good teams. You still got the Bills going 11-5, and nobody talks about them, you know? So it should be a really exciting playoff season.
It should. Unfortunately, though, in Washington, it's not. And now they've got this Week 18 finale in Philly. It feels like it's going to be Josh Johnson playing quarterback again. Maybe there's some question who all the Eagles are playing. I mean, Philly's coming off of what is really an impressive team win in Buffalo. Meanwhile, Jalen Hurts.
13-12.
Jalen Hurts, their quarterback, didn't have a completion in the second half.
Yeah, he's had three second half like that this year.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what to make of Philly, dude. And I don't know that we're going to see much of that get tested this week because I don't know who's playing for them or what. Mm-hmm. I know there's seeding on the I don't know.
But does it really make a difference who starts for Washington this week?
No. No, it does not. Josh Johnson could get the start. Sam Hartman could get the start. I could get the start. I don't think Sam Hartman can get the start. I don't think so either. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, it could be anybody. It could be you, me, JP, Sam Hartman. It doesn't make a difference. Let's get out of this season. The season has been just catastrophically bad every way you look at it. I don't think, you know, I saw some stat, correct me if I'm wrong, as of last week, we had used 85 of the 90 possible roster slots that you're allotted for the full season. Just so many injuries, so many guys on IR. It's just been bad after bad after bad, every week getting worse. Get us out of this season, and let's just do it again next year, but with healthy guys, with a healthy Jaden, with Terry not being held out by Buddy Baker. Just let's get all our ducks in a row, and let's get back to what we loved last year.
Yeah, dude, I think, unfortunately, that's kind of been all you could hope for Washington for over a month now. I mean, really, since that Vikings game was such a disaster. Mm-hmm. I do think, you know, a lot of people want to point out the sky is falling and there's not a ton of draft capital, and all that's correct, right? You could spend a lot in free agency. We'll see if they choose to go that path, but they have that option. For me, though, a lot of it
young
is
free agents.
They got to get younger. They got to get faster. But I also think if you get Jaden back healthy and he's dominant like he was last year, it changes everything immediately. You know what I mean? Like, that's the type of player he is. And I feel like too many fans have kind of forgotten that. And I just like to repopulate that he's the reason why, like, everything looked so transformationally different last year.
Yeah, and you have to remember, a good quarterback in this league changes everything so quickly. You look at what Joe Burrow was able to do in Cincinnati. They were bad forever. You know, I think they had two wins the year before Joe Burrow comes in, and then he takes them to the Super Bowl. A good quarterback that we have in Jaden makes a bad roster better, and he makes everybody around him better. Without Jaden, you know, this team was a really bad roster this year because they're still building it. They had to sign slow veterans to plug the gaps, you know, just so they could field an actual NFL team, and it's all falling apart in front of our eyes. And it happens, and we have a lot of salary cap, and we have a new draft class that'll come in. I think, what do we have, 5 picks? I think that's more than enough. You know, we would prefer to have more picks, but 5 new guys and a whole free agency and everybody, you know, developing from this season, probably a new defensive coordinator. You know, there's no reason to be doom and gloom about a team that went to the NFC Championship last season and how good Jaden was last season. I think Jaden should have got way more MVP votes last season. He was so good, and people can't forget that. So, yeah, I don't think it's sky is falling. I do think this team can still be good. And I think Dan Quinn is, you know, he'll be coaching his ass off because he has to, because he's lost a lot of faith in a lot of fans, and probably the front office is scratching their head wondering if
probably Dan ownership
Quinn should be
too, dude.
Yeah, and so there's a lot to play for next season, but everybody will come back healthy. We will get younger. We will get faster. We will have a new DC. And next season is a huge, 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 you know, sliding door season for this franchise. Which way are we going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Is Jaden the answer? Is Dan Quinn a sustainable head coach in this league? We're going to find out a lot next season.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, with DQ, a lot of the questions with AP, frankly, a lot of the questions like, all right, man, you guys, the first year you guys bought a bunch of scratch off lottery tickets and they all hit between 100 to 500 to $1,000.
And this year it did what it normally does. You don't hit.
Right. And so I think they have to reassess some of how they were built it and need to nail a couple draft picks, especially you're talking, well, I don't know, what's this going to be, a top five, top seven pick? That's an opportunity for a true blue chipper, somebody that could turn things around,
totally.
Ideally. I did want to get Caps in before we have to let you go. Caps lose last night to Florida. Kind of roller coaster up and down still. They've got the Rangers for an early one tomorrow at Cap 1. I imagine that should be a pretty fun game to attend. But they just got smoked by the Rangers. You tend to remain ever the optimist with the Washington Capitals. How you feeling right now?
It's been a bad stretch. we got to be honest. This team is not looking great right now. I think we've lost, what, 4 out of the last 5 and 7 out of the last 10. It has been bumpy, to say the least. A lot of Caps Twitter wants to make a trade for a center. You can't really deny that this team could use more scoring up front. At the beginning of the season, I couldn't help but sing the praises of how good this team looked. You know, then we went on a stretch of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 straight wins. And now it's kind of, to call this a lull would be understating it. But I do still think this team is very good. I think a piece is missing. I think we need a top six center. And I think our GM will be on the horn trying to find this guy that can really just like plug up the offense up front. With losing Dubois has really hurt this team. You know, he kind of was like the glue guy that this team seemed to run around, and now without him, stuff has fallen apart. I can't say I'm thrilled with how the Caps have been playing overall, but it's a long season. We're still 20-14, still third in the Metro. I think the best hockey is yet to come.
I know he had PLD had like a significant injury. Could he be back like in March or so?
I think that's the plan, is he'll be back in the spring, but you know, you can't.
That's a long way.
Yeah, exactly. You have to make sure you're winning games until he comes back. And right now I think the Caps could really use a additional scoring threat up front to really shore up the offense, because the defense is great. The goaltending is great, but it's just everything's falling apart at the wrong time right now. You know, we're losing games 5-1, 5-0, 5-2, 7-3. Can't have that.
Nope. Yeah, dude, they're giving up touchdowns at an alarming rate. I wonder, and you would know better than me, how much do you think the condensed schedule is impacting Washington? Just as like a more veteran team, they're playing every other night, and these guys
killed themselves.
Yeah, I thought
about that too. I generally think it all evens out across the league because everybody's playing it.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you have Carlson as your, you know, top defenseman and Ovi as your, you know, second top goal scorer behind Tom Wilson, it definitely catches up to them. And you know, hockey doesn't really do load management like the NBA. So I do think we have some tired legs out there. So it's definitely not, it's not great, but I do think, you know, every team is playing the same schedule. Maybe the younger teams have a little bit of a leg up, but they also have less experience than we do. So I think there's a give and take there.
Nate Dogg, thank you for the time, dude. Have a happy new year.
You too, guys. Miss you guys.
All right. Our boy, Barstool Nate. Give him a follow at Barstool Nate. Going to open these phone lines up here. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What have we learned about this Commanders team this season? It hasn't been pretty, but that doesn't mean you can't learn anything. Nobody go anywhere.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
B. Mitchell Finley. Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you missed any of our interview with Barstool Nate, get on the Odyssey app, hit rewind, check out the podcast. Wherever you get it, check it out. White Brian may or may not be posting it to YouTube. Lord knows. Just got to talk to Roger Dodger for a minute in the kitchen. That was a wild ride.
Yeah, Roger, boy.
He wants to light some fireworks off for New Year's Eve. I told him to go for it.
Go for it, Roger.
And my full support. We did hit these phones, though. 4-12, one game left. Washington, a significant underdog against Philadelphia Eagles. First back-to-back division winners in the NFC East since Beamish was playing. 20 years since that's happened. The Eagles are going back-to-back.
A long damn time ago, man.
Wow. What have we learned? I'll start. And I don't know that this was a surprise, but they definitely need more team speed. I remember having a conversation last spring about needing another vertical threat at wideout. And that was before all the Terry drama and subsequent holdout and everything else had happened. They had already traded for Debo, and I was excited about Debo, but you need more vertical speed. And I think that remains a need.
Uh-huh.
You know, you lose Diami, you lose OZ, you add Lane, who showed a ton of promise as a kick, as a punt returner.
Yeah.
Showed some promise as a receiver, but you got to have speed. I think you can argue that on both sides of the ball. I think this year there were a lot of times where a lack of speed was an issue.
I just think what I learned from it is that they aren't ready to be able to overcome some of the rigors of the NFL. And whether speed or not, they don't have the talent to be able to overcome, let's say, 5 people getting hurt, 6 people getting hurt. They had people in the teens this year, 20s.
Yeah.
They don't have that foundation yet. And that comes from the first year, like you said, they hit, they roll all 7-11s. Last year they rolled snake eyes and threes, you know, because and when people got hurt, the guy behind him wasn't close enough to that talent, you know, so, and then that makes a world of difference.
Let's hit these phones. Eli's in D.C. What's up, Elijah?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, man?
I think we've learned that we need to completely raise the level of our floor to even get a solid analysis or good baseline of our team. And I'll give you a quick example. I've been thinking, like, if Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner was on Philly team, how much different would they look as competitors? Which means just with the guys around them, Mm-hmm. So sometimes I think we are evaluating guys without having the proper, you know, this is a team sport, and we're not looking at individual matchups. What they need is a sideline missile at linebacker, because what that could do is now that makes Frankie, he can be your pass rush guy. That makes Bobby Wagner, if you want to mix him in on those three linebackers, I think they should run with three linebackers. Bobby is your – I like Bobby splitting the gaps and getting into the backfield. He can still do that for you. Frankie Louvu can do that. And you also just need a sideline guy to just clean up all of the trash from behind those guys that they can't get to. So if you get like a Caleb Downs in the first round, go get you a sideline missile at linebacker. And then third down, maybe a pass rusher like a dog. You just need to completely up the level of the floor so you can hide your talent better. Because our blue chip talent is being exposed and kind of like exited. You can kind of put them out of the game plan. You can kind of coach them out of the game plan as teams are preparing for Washington. So I just need them to raise the level so guys, teams have to prepare for more people on the team. I need more guys' names going in Sharpie on the board. And if we can do that, I think we can, you know, we can not have Jaden have to do so much. We have to remember this is 30 years of not doing things correctly. So you can't just do this in 1 year. So you have a few injuries here and a few bad calls, a few things, and guys not developing correctly, and you can kind of be right back at where you've been. So just keep raising the floor. Get faster. Y'all just called it. We have to get better team speed. Vertical, get him a number two, get him a tight end, and you just go all in on this defense. And we just got to play with intensity and edge and leverage. That's it, man. These guys, we just got to play with some leverage, man. And we be cool. We're going to be right back. So look at the games. Look at every good guy that we have on our team and kind of just, for your mind, put him on another squad before you think about how good or how bad they are. And they'll probably pop like crazy off the screen because they have the proper help they need at certain positions. Everybody's not going to be blue chip, but you got to draft, man. So all right, let's do it.
Appreciate it, Eli. Thanks for the call, dude. Lot. Let's go to Mike in Fort Washington. Mike, what have we learned this year?
Well, we learned that first of all, I'd like to say a shout out to JP and B. Mitch. B. Mitch, I work at Suitland High School. I saw you at one of the Commanders games. Our girls' flag football team still talk about you to this day. Right. Man. They got a really big up over the summer.
That was cool. So that was cool.
But what I would like to say is that I think, you know, I agree with B. Mitch. The cupboard is there. Like, I was looking at all these playoff games. All these players making plays, and this rookie and that rookie, and they're high on this guy, they're high on that guy. And I'm like, I was telling my wife, I'm like, dang, like, what is it? Dude, we have nobody. I said, babe, you can go out there and play. But so I just think that, you know, I think we learned that we have to go through the process. We have to trust the process, respect the process, and just grin and bear it. Go through it, albeit it may not be what we want, how we want, when we want, but the process is the process, and that's just it. That's all I got.
Appreciate you, Mike. Thanks, dude. We'll keep these phones going. Eventually I'm asking Landfill what he's learned, and I feel it'll be overwhelming. let's go to Big G in Sterling. What's up, G?
Hey, how y'all gentlemen doing today?
We're good, brother.
What I've learned about my team this year, that we got to be more patient. I was one of them guys that wanted them to do what they did, and it didn't work. Oh, well, so it didn't work. This year over with. Now, what we need to do is start over again. Oh, get guys that we need. You know what I mean? Build up our team. Build up our guys some more, because I think we have a good team. I don't think our team that bad, but we just struck out this year. That's all I need to say. Thank y'all very much for taking my call.
All right, man.
Thanks,
appreciate
bud. Jeffrey, what have you learned this season watching these Commanders? You're at every home game. You've been watching.
One thing, what I have learned, it's not one thing. It's a couple things. I learned we are a step ahead of the bad teams, and we're two steps behind the good teams. What I mean by that, without backups, we could go beat teams like the Raiders. But when it comes to playing a good team, if everyone is not healthy, it's either going to be a blowout or a tough loss at the end. I learned that. And back to what the guy said on the phone just now, we got to be more patient. A lot of people looked at last season and thought we were fully back, but they you know how they say women lie, men lie, numbers don't lie, mm-hmm. but numbers are deceitful, because you can have a 12-5 season if most of your teams you've been beating were trash. And now we turn around, we have this. We just got to have a little bit more patience, and I believe the front office will make it happen.
Yep. Hips also don't lie, Jeff.
So, yeah, I made it. So, Dave and I yesterday were talking about that, and I was like, you got to be more patient. So this guy, why the hell we got to be patient? Nobody's patient with the 49ers, so that's why I knew all those stats. I sent the guy the last 11 years where they didn't see the playoffs for 6 years. You know, they were patient. And what the 49ers are doing right now didn't happen yesterday, last year. It's been going on for the last 8 to 10 years. So you're going to get that type of thing where you see this year how it was, because they didn't have everything they needed in place.
Let's see. Our guy Los is in Severna Park. What's up, Los?
What's up, gentlemen? Happy early new year and happy late Christmas.
What's up, brother?
So what we learned, I learned two things. Number one, scouting. I think we're behind in scouting. Because like that previous caller said, I'm just looking at all these other rookies. I'm just like, why can't we play like that? And the only thing that we have when it comes to scouting, and which I think that we did a good job in, is Bill, 7th rounder, which leads to my other big complaint. If a running back is on fire, why take him out? Why are we a team that uses 3 to 4 running backs a game when I see other teams using one running back, maybe two? Like Lions have two. Ravens have one, maybe two, you know. Packers have one. Why do we need four? Let Bill cook. That's what I learned. Let him cook next season. Get one running back from a draft that can catch if you need help. But let Bill cook. That's my take on it. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Appreciate you, man. I wonder, you know, there's going to be a lot of conversation about Kingsbury getting a head coaching offer. I wonder what ends up happening there, kind of what changes.
Listen, you're going to – if you don't have a Derrick Henry, a Bijan Robinson – and Bijan, they usually good – what's the guy with Bijan? He is always
– Algier.
Algier is always in the game. You're not using one running back anymore. And people might want to understand that Bill was what he was at the end of this season, because he had the chance to learn a little bit more, look at some stuff. And, yeah, there were games he could have ran more. There were games when C-Rod was cooking, he could have ran more. They have to get out of that mindset of that in the third quarter we have to adjust something. No, you don't. You can run the person, but you're not going to see him running 30 times. Now, I can afford to see him run more than 11, but we're not going to see a 30-carry guy on this football team. Not many of them in the league anymore.
No, they really aren't. We're going to continue your phone calls when we return. Sam Cosmi joins us.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back.
Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
At one. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Appreciate everybody watching us on Monumental Sports Network. Wearing a hat. Hope you don't mind. Right now, we got these phone lines open. What have we learned this year? The key to life is learning in victory or defeat. Yeah. It's trying to glean some information. And if you're willing to learn from defeats, you've learned a lot this year. Let's go to our guy, Jupe DMWV. Jupe, what'd you learn this year from the Commanders?
Fellas, first, we got the YouTube chat, got this running joke. Hey, B. Mitch, is one time at band camp, I seen you punch a horse and it started doing an electrocide to a 50 Cent song. But outside of that, what I learned this year, out of the QBs from last year's draft class, none of them outside of Timothy Daniels has had to play Superman for their team besides him. If you look at all those other QBs, they got way better supporting cast. If you put Timothy Daniels on teams like the Falcons, the Pats, the Broncos, even the Bears, imagine what he could have done or would be doing right now. That's all I got for y'all.
All right, bro. I appreciate it. I don't understand the need to still be comparing last year's quarterback draft class.
It's never going to stop.
I guess not.
That's going to go until they all leave the league.
Like, last year, Chicago folks were real mad about Jaden's success. This year, I'm sure Chicago folks are talking with their chest fully puffed out.
But that's how it's going to go. They'll never change it.
Let's go down to the 757. What up, Paulie?
Big bro.
What's up, man?
JP, my Caucasian brother from another mother, man. How you guys doing, man?
Good, buddy. Good, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, man. I'm going to say what I learned about this team this year was they had no identity. You know, there was no defense identity. We wasn't an attacking defense or was we a read and react defense or heavy man or zone. I mean, we just going through the motions. And I can say the same thing about the offense, man. Like, we had no real identity. I mean, I never watched a game and felt like I knew what we was trying, where we was trying to attack a team at, whether it was offense or defense. I mean, it just, you know, we out there going through the motions. So I think they need to find out what type of defense they want to be, and they need to find out what type of offense they really want to be. And you got to play the young players. That's another thing I found out this year is year two of the regime, they still kind of reluctant to play, you know, outside of their first round picks, they kind of reluctant to play the other guys. And I think that's how you improve team speed is with youth. So I think, you know, they need to make their mind up about our identity, and they need to just make a commitment to these younger guys. You know, that's how you flip the roster over, and that's how you get team speed, man. So I'll take that off, man. I love you guys, man. Happy holidays.
Bye, bro. Appreciate you, man.
Paulie. I definitely think defensively they lacked an identity because, I mean, what would you even say it was? Good defenses or bad defenses, if you're a blitz-heavy D, at least you know what they are.
Yeah.
If you're a zone-heavy D that bend, don't break, okay, at least you know what they are. Washington was like none of the above.
No. The pass rush messed everything up.
Right.
If you're running
and
zone.
Some of that's injury-driven.
If you're running zone, you got to damn well have a bad pass rush. If you're running man, you still have to have a pass rush because you got to put some blitzing on it. And make the quarterback have to be perfect with it. But a lot of quarterbacks were like, it was 7-on-7, bro.
that stretch when Quinn finally fired Witt, like, that was just so bad that it's hard to rebound from that for any team, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron is in Suitland. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, brothers. Thank you so much. Happy holidays. Thank you for taking my phone call. Hey, man, one of the things that I learned is that Quinn needs to examine himself. You know, I just want you guys to think about, you know, all the points that we gave up during the preseason, right? And then I kind of carried over into the regular season. You know, we never addressed the situations with the linebackers, even to the point of Rivera. So when Rivera was here, when Quinn came in, then, you know, we got the two linebackers that we have now. Everyone knows that, you know, our middle can't cover really for a long period of time, but he still can play at a high level in terms of tackling. One of the things that we should have done with him, if he's on the field, blitz more with him. Or guess what? Get him off the field and put some of the younger players, you know, in there. When we look at the draft, you know, at linebacker, we draft a Cahill, you know, which he's undrafted. I'm sorry. I apologize. He was an undrafted linebacker, but he just happened to play really well during the preseason. So now he's on a, you know, on the special teams. And then we talk about Madrano from UCLA. I mean, this kid, you know, his thing was he was a freak of nature, you know, a great athlete, good speed, but took bad angles, didn't know how to tackle, undersized, and so on and so forth. So I just think that one of the problems or one of the things that I learned is on the defensive side, we just need to buy in on who we are. Witt is gone or whatever the case may be, but Quinn has to take on responsibility being a linebacker. Well, I don't know if he was a linebacker, but being a defensive coach, right, he had to have seen these things prior to us seeing these things. I think also when we went on the offensive side, we went on as wide receiver, Terry, Debo, Noah Brown, Lane, and McCaffrey. Well, we already know the Debo and Brown had injury problems. Why would we just go in with five receivers? Then as the general manager, I'm going to look at, I think that we drafted really, really well. We were very fortunate with Connell and Amos and Lane and Bill and, Madrano, who didn't play much. But the other four guys started a lot of times or a lot of games. So I think one of the things that we need to do that I've learned is, you know, DQ, he needs to be more responsible for his decision maker.
All right, man. Appreciate the call, Aaron. All right, last call on this. Our guy Disco is on the line. What's up, Disco?
Hey, good afternoon. How y'all doing today?
We're good, dude. How are you?
So, hey, man, I hope y'all Christmas went well. So look, what I learned, the season started off, this team, how you started the season is how the season went. Training camp was disjointed. Offense didn't click. Terry's absence mattered. I don't care what anybody says. Camp was pretty soft. Some players practiced. Some players didn't. That's number one. I also think we learned that we still don't know about quite a few players. We don't really know what Mikey Sanders still is. We don't really know what Ben Sennett is. We don't really know what Johnny Newton is, because we have backups playing as starters. So if you go out and get a pass rusher, whether it be an edge or somebody on the interior, then all of a sudden Jacob Martin is a guy you bring back that could be a nice rotational piece. And I forget the D tackle that we Javon Kinlaw. So I also think what we learn is that Adam Peters has a lot of work to do. And I also think, and I hate to say this, and I made this remark, and people are not going to agree with me. I think, and I heard Greg Olsen say that the Laramie Tunsil deal, although he's a great blue chip player, was a win now player, because boy, could you use those draft picks. And so that's all I got.
Appreciate the call, Disco. Thank you, man. I think Tunsil might be able to be both, but I understand the sentiment there.
Yeah, I mean, he's good enough to go win now, but he still has enough in the tank where he can win for the next 3-4 years with you.
Sam Cosby joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.